Tonight we are going to be looking at a few passages with the focal point on our Vacation Bible School, and we're going to be talking about supplication. A few weeks ago we were talking about prayer, and tonight I want us to talk about supplication. And one of the reasons is because when we think about supplication, which is different from prayer, all supplication is prayer, but not all prayer is supplication. We made that comment a few weeks ago, which means that we have a focal point. We have a specific thing that we want to take to God. And what we want to take to God is our Vacation Bible School, which is going to put us in a position to influence young minds, perhaps young minds that are not exposed to spirituality on a consistent basis. Perhaps their parents will stay and they will be influenced not only by the word of God, but as the Apostle Paul said to the church at Thessalonica, even our own lives. And so perhaps we will have those opportunities. These are some of the things that we want to talk to God about tonight. And so we want to be very intentional. Ask Brother Chad to ready his mind for prayer. I'm going to call on some other brethren as well. And this is what we're going to be talking about. Before we do that, let's go to God's Word and let's see some things concerning God's Word and supplication. Let's start off with the greatest example first. I want us to look at Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, we use Jesus Christ, of course, as our example. He is our example as the Bible has set forth for us that we should follow in his steps. One of the steps that we ought to be following Jesus Christ in is supplication. We want to use Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through verse number 9, verse number 9. And this is in view of his priesthood. Okay, in view of his priesthood, we know that it would be Jesus Christ that would be the one chosen, if you will, to approach God through. Okay, and so in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 5 through verse number 9, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee, brought thee forth. I want to make a quick little point here. Jesus did not glorify himself. Vacation Bible School is not about us. Vacation Bible School really is not even about the children. Vacation Bible School is about God. And it's always about God. Everything we do is about God. We get to benefit from that. Okay, we get to benefit from that. The world gets to benefit from that. But everything is about God. Okay, verse 6. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh. Brian, I want you to get Luke chapter 23, and I'll be there in a minute. Luke chapter 23, and we're going to look at Jesus's prayer in the garden. He doesn't have his glasses.
I can read this book.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to be respectful. I know you weren't able to see. All right.
What Luke 23?
Luke 23, find his prayer. All right. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up, notice this, prayers and supplications. There's our idea right there. And when we think about supplications, we're talking about petitions, earnest requests, persistent and consistent, okay? And there is a focal point. So we're not praying about a multiplicity of things. Jesus wasn't praying about a multiplicity of things. Jesus was praying about one thing. He was going to God about one thing. Let this cup pass from me. That's what he was going to God for, okay? Now watch this. Verse number 7, the end of it. With strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made complete, perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Now let's look at Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, which is the context of Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 5 and following to verse number 9. Why is that? It's because this was when Jesus was praying in the garden. He was praying in the garden. Did you find that? Or is it 22? It's 22. I led you in the wrong way. That's fine. All right. Now, look at Jesus' prayer in the garden. You there? Yes, he's going to start.
All right, let's start at verse 39. And he came out and went as he went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to the disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation.
I find it very interesting that when Jesus was praying, friends, he would go and he would pray the same thing. Now, why is that important for us tonight? Because tonight, Vacation Bible School is a serious event for us. Why? Because we're going to be influencing young minds. We're going to be working together. We want to make sure that we glorify God together. We want to make sure that we are all speaking the same things together. We want to make sure that God is the one that's being glorified, not us, not them. It's about God. It's about God being implanted in their minds. And so I want us to consider a few passages before we offer a word of prayer. And we're going to have a few brethren pray. I'm going to call on a few brethren. Ready your minds. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. When in verse number 12 through verse number 16. We're not going to read all of that here. We have the apostles, i.e. disciples. And remember, Judas had by transgression failed. He had killed himself. And now it was time to appoint another apostle. Here we find the apostles doing something very interesting. In verse number 14, these all continued with one accord, notice, in prayer and supplication. Remember, we said that all supplication is prayer, petitioning God, but not all prayer is supplication. There is a difference between the two. And so here, what are they praying for in this context? What are they supplicating God in this context? Another apostle, one that was going to be replacing the apostle that killed himself. One that was going to be taking the office of bishopric, if you will, overseer, apostle. And in verse number 15, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120, so forth and so on. And so they're petitioning God for another apostle. One thing. I want us to consider that. When we're going to God, and maybe we should have been doing this for the last few weeks, praying to God about our vacation Bible school, the influence we're going to have again over the young souls. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We'll make a few comments, and Brother Chad, if you don't mind, ready your heart to come pray for our vacation Bible school, the influence we're going to have over the young souls, and what an honor, what a privilege to be able to interact, especially with our own, but especially those who are not in our attendance on a consistent basis. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 18 through verse number 20. Of course, this is dealing with the armor of God. This whole context is dealing with how one ought to be obedient as a child, as a servant, as a child of God. But in verse number 18, praying always with all prayer and notice and supplication in the Spirit. I believe he's talking about the phrase in the Spirit by the authority of the Word of God, by the authority of God, okay? In the Spirit with the right attitude. And the right attitude is knowing that you have the authority of God, all right? Have the authority of God. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, for all saints, as and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, this is what we want to be praying for. Some people, they look at Vacation Bible School as having a great time, and we should. We're going to have guests in. That's fine. Brethren, we want God to be glorified. Period. And when God is glorified, that means things are done right. Brother Chad.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all that you give us. We know that you are the great and awesome, benevolent God. You are love. Father, we pray that you help us at this time to focus upon glorifying you amongst our children during this upcoming VBS. Father, in this prayer, we first ask that you forgive us of our sins, that this prayer may not be hindered from your ears. Father, we ask that you give us all the spirit of gratitude and of graciousness and of responsibility towards our children, that you give us the spirit of responsibility to our brethren, that this be a successful event because we have all come to work. Father, help us to have a spirit of courage as well out into our daily lives amongst our peers and amongst our fellow co-workers, that we are not ashamed of the word, that we are not ashamed of you, and we are not ashamed of this VBS, that we speak about it often, that we invite others, and that by inviting others, we make sure that we attend, that we are in attendance ourselves, so we are not seen as hypocritical. Father, we read in your word that we have a responsibility to the world to preach and to teach. Father, we ask that you help us use this tool to preach and to teach. We're so thankful for the hands that have already been working in this congregation, the bodies that have been working in this congregation to make this a successful event already. We pray that you grant us in those a spirit of resilience to continue on, to not grow weary, for it is a good thing. I want to close, Father, this prayer asking that the hearts of those that hear our invitation are pricked, that they may consider the invitation valid, that they will actually show up, that they will bring their children, and that their hearts and minds and ears are open to the words that are being preached and taught. We ask, Father, that as they're here, that we ourselves are welcoming, and that they understand that they are our honored guest, because we know, Father, that in heaven there is great rejoicing for one soul that obeys the gospel. We know that this tool here, this VBS, can be that avenue for many souls. We ask these favors and blessings through your Son, and we know that it is the only way that we have avenue to you, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Luke 18. As Brother Chad was praying, I was thinking about some of the words that he was uttering to God on our behalf and being appreciative of those words. And I'm going to ask Brother Daniel, if he doesn't mind, to ready his heart, pray for our effort. Luke 18, we have the example of the widow and the judge. I want us to read that. I'm going to ask Brother Mark, if he doesn't mind standing up, reading Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through verse number 8. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through verse number 8.
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. Now there was a widow in the city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Though he bears long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth?
All right, thank you. We find it very interesting that this widow approaches this judge and wanted to be avenged. And this judge here, as was read, was doing what she wanted because he did not want to be bothered by her. Brethren, that's not with our God. Our God does not feel bothered by us. Our God wants to hear from us. Here we find this particular woman, and it seems as if she's bugging the judge. We're not bugging God. God wants to hear from us. I'm embarrassed to say that God doesn't hear enough from me. Most people I talk to say the same. I don't pray enough. And truth be told, I believe some of the mental issues that some people have is because they don't contact God enough through his word, through prayer, through meditation, through humility. Why? Because they're trying to do things on their own. They want the glory. Brother John Hall in College Station, BCS Church of Christ, had a little small class for the young ministers that wanted to be ministers. And one of the things that he said, and I appreciate it, is that it's not about you. God is to be glorified. And sometimes, depending on how elaborate things look during VBS, man, we did a great job. There's nothing wrong with that, though. But there's something wrong when we want to be glorified. Brother Mike, why do you keep stressing that point? Because as men, as people, sometimes we look at that and say, look at what we've done. Brethren, no. Because of our hard work, we're thankful for that. But really, again, why are we doing what we're doing? We want God to be glorified. What's the idea of glorified? To have a high opinion of, high praise. And so we want people to have a high opinion of God when they leave here on Friday. Amen? A high opinion of God. which means that we watch our attitudes, which means that we're teaching what is right, which means that we want the children to get along with one another. No strife. And so here we find this unjust judge, and he's going to do some things because he doesn't want to be bugged, lest she continue to come to me. Not God. He wants to hear from us. Look at Philippians 4. In Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse number 4, Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse number 4, here the Apostle Paul says, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to the church whom he loved. He loved these people because they demonstrated that love toward him. Notice what the Bible here communicates. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing. Watch this, friends. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. There is a distinct difference between the two. By prayer and supplication, notice with what? Thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, what should we do? Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard or keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We stop and we consider these great words, brethren. God wants us to go to him in prayer. He wants us to supplicate. What are we supplicating for? Brother Mike, why do you keep saying the same thing over and over? Because this is what we're focusing in on. We're not focusing in on the sick. We're not focusing in on our government. We're focusing in on the VBS and the influence we have over these young souls and those who may be bringing them. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1, I want us to focus in on the all men. Again, what I just said, we're not focusing in on our government. We're not focusing in on the chaos that's in the world. We're focusing in on those who may be visiting with us. In verse number 1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, notice, supplications, prayers, intercessions. That is another one right there. Who's going to intercede for those who are outside of Christ? You know, we have an intercessor by the man, Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. He lives to make intercession for us. He was raised to make intercession for us. We intercede between those who are lost and the God of heaven. We're praying for them. We're praying for those who we're going to have influence over. But notice what he says. And giving of thanks be made for all men. Look at verse 3. And then we'll have Brother Daniel come forth and pray for our VBS efforts and those in whom we have an opportunity to influence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and do what? Come to the knowledge of truth. Brethren, if that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. It ought to make you smile that God wants all men to come to the knowledge of truth. And we have it. I know we have it. I know we have it here at Ninth and Main Church of Christ. And we just want to do what God has commanded us, and that is teach it and preach it to those who come to us. Brother Daniel.
Pray with me. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time that we have to petition you in prayer, Father. We thank you for this avenue, Father, and we pray that we may never take it for granted. Heavenly Father, we continue to ask that you would be with us this upcoming week, Father, for Vacation Bible School. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless our efforts, Father, that those in attendance, Father, would be obedient to the gospel, if it be your will. Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for all those who have made this possible. Father, for the teachers, Father. We ask that you would be with them as they present their lessons, Father, as they speak of the fearless men and the women, Father, of the Scriptures. We pray that they would be able to do so accurately, Father. We pray that you would bless them in their efforts as they do so. Father, we pray that we would continue to be strong and faithful, Father, as we go out into the work week. Father, we pray that we would all be courageous in being able to share the gospel, Father, and being able to share with our co-workers, those around us, Father, of the upcoming event. We pray that, again, there would be many in attendance, Father. And, Father, we're thankful for all those who will be in attendance, Father. And, Father, we're thankful for the parents of the children, Father, who would be here. Father, we're thankful that they've chosen to do so. And Father, even the parents, we ask that they would be able to hear the gospel and be obedient to it as well. Father, we love you and we thank you for your son, Jesus. We offer this prayer in his name. Amen.
Philippians chapter 2, we alluded to this passage on this morning, and I want us to focus in on us working together, because that's what God wants us to do. And truth be told, that's what's been happening. All of the work that we see in the rear, the work that's being done in here in the auditorium, is because of a collaboration, brothers and sisters working together, putting their minds together. And so we see some of the beauties of the minds that have been exercised. When I walked in the other day and I saw the cave, I was like, wow, this is good. Brethren working together. And see, so you see the results of brethren working together. Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to ask Brother Payton, ready your mind, pray for our working together. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse number 25. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 25. Here the Apostle Paul says something that is powerful about a man that we mention quite often here. Many people don't know about Epaphroditus. But God knew him. Paul knew him. The church at Macedonia appreciated him, which demonstrates to us that you don't have to be well known in order to be great in the kingdom of Almighty God. Let me say that again. You don't have to be well known by many in the brotherhood in order to be great in the kingdom of God. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice. Let's stop real quick. There's some people, when they walk in, you just smile. Epaphroditus was one of those. Again, working together, seeing the cars in the parking lot, seeing the bodies inside of the building, seeing all of the work that's taking place, especially as a shepherd, put a smile on your face. Sisters working together, brethren working together, all for the cause of Christ. So we could be in the position to do what? Influence young minds, to influence their parents, grandparents. But we also encourage one another because we're not working at this alone. The last thing we want is to be alone doing a great job. If we're going to work together, we want to enjoy it. Here we find that Paul says this about Epaphroditus in the church at Macedonia. He says, I'm going to send him again. He said, you're going to be rejoicing and that I may be the less sorrowful. Verse 29, receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness and hold such in reputation. Because for the work of Christ, he was near unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service to me or toward me. I was talking to a sister in Christ, and they're hoping to make it this week. And they said something that I thought was pretty interesting. We hope we can make it. Gas is pretty expensive. You come on. We'll make sure you get here every night if you want to get here. Remember what David said on one occasion? He said, I will not offer God anything that costs me nothing. Brethren, we have brethren that want to come, and we know gas is pretty high right now. We can offer a little bit. Those of us who have a little extra, we can do that. Why? The spiritual food is worth it. It is worth it. It's worth every penny. How do we know that? Because when you think of the gospel and you think about how it goes forth and it being the seed of the kingdom and how it transformed the mind, Romans chapter 12, brethren, we ought to be willing to give everything we have for it. And so here we think about being laborers together. Paul here was a laborer. Epaphroditus was a laborer. We need to be working together. And so I want us to turn to the book of 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1 and 2. Hopefully this will put some of us in a position to want to do this next year. Some new faces, some individuals that have prepared themselves, give you a year to prepare yourself. And that ought to be something that you put in your prayer, Brother Payton, that people will grow, the brethren will grow, so we can have a multiplicity of people exercising righteousness in their lives in order to position themselves morally, spiritually, psychologically, educationally in the Word of God to do this next year. The same people should not have to do it every year. All of us end this together. And so here, those of us who are involved now, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, watch this, the same commit thou to faithful men, for what purpose? Who shall be able to teach others also. Brethren, don't sit on the sideline next year. Get involved in the game. Everybody needs to get involved. We all need to be properly preparing ourselves. Mark, prepare yourself. Scott, prepare yourself. And we have some already going to be doing some teaching that have not taught last year, but are teaching this year. We're thankful for that. Properly preparing themselves. Brethren, we should not be on the sideline. All of us are working together and should be working together for the cause of Christ. And so as Epaphroditus was a co-laborer to Paul, we ought to be co-laborers and are co-laborers with each other. Brother Payton, I want you to come forth and pray for us that we be good co-laborers together and that, again, God will be glorified, and pray for new laborers next year. Because hopefully, Lord willing, next year we'll continue to do this and God will be glorified. Brother Payton.
Dear Father in heaven, Father, we're so grateful for your church and for the design that you show us in Scripture, the church. Father, we understand that the church, your Son's body, is made up of those who have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, that each one of them, each one of us, has unique differences that aids us to work together for you and your kingdom. We understand that just because some have differences and talents, that all of those differences play an important role in your kingdom, and we're thankful for that. Father, we pray as this VBS progresses this week that it would glorify and honor you, and that it would be an encouragement to those who have not yet found it in themselves to work in this endeavor, and if it be possible that it could be a fire that's kindled within them so that they would prepare themselves for the future so that they can more fully aid themselves in the work here at the local congregation of your kingdom. Father, we're just thankful. We're thankful for your design. We're thankful for the examples that we've discussed today. People like Epaphroditus or Aquilus and Priscilla or Paul and Peter. Each one of them, Father, we see in Scripture, they're different. They have different talents. They have different unique abilities. Some of them we see in their Christian walk that they're further along. And just as we know from your word, we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We understand that that doesn't mean to figure out. That means we're to practice. We're to grow. So, Father, we ask you would help us to grow in our faith, grow in our walk with you, grow as a local body here, as a congregation, and to be stronger, to lift one another up, and fulfill the work that you've set for us here in the local community and the world over. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All three of the young men that were chosen tonight have young families. All three of them are serious about their spirituality. All three of them love the Lord. We could have chosen older men, could have chosen just the elders, but wanted some family men, young family men. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate all of y'all. That's really all I have for tonight. I'm not going to belabor the point. I do want Brother Randy, if he doesn't mind, to offer one more prayer in general for our Vacation Bible School. And I believe Brother Oldfield has closing prayer, correct? And so Brother Randy and then Brother Oldfield, and then we'll be dismissed for tonight. God bless you. May God keep you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly and Most Holy Father, we thank you for the time we have to get our minds straight, to think about the great work that we're about to do this week in order to reach out to our communities, to the young families and to the older ones, to our congregation, in order to glorify you, Father. We pray that everything that we do is done pleasing in your sight, that the lessons we have prepared ourselves for mentally, to be able to portray them and be able to teach them and to be able to make application in a way that's pleasing and accurate in your sight. And Father, we hope that many people's hearts will be pricked, will be touched, that they'll be excited, that they'll understand the importance of obeying you and doing your will, and that this Vacation Bible School will be a success. And Father, we do know if not one person is converted, it is a success as long as we always proclaim your word. That's a responsibility that we actually have, and that's what you have commanded us to do. We don't have the responsibility to force people to adhere to you, make people do what you want them to do. But Father, you want people to actually serve you with a sincere heart and humility and love and patience. And we pray that we're able to reach out and share that with others. Father, I am grateful for the many people who have volunteered and put in time and are willing to help put this Vacation Bible School on, and especially the extra effort that our preacher Mike has put on to help show the importance of VBS. Even though we do this once a year, but these are things and that we should think about all year long, of being that great example to glorify you, Father, and to do your word. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.